we want to go back to that breaking news tonight. Gardaí questioning a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s over the Kerry Babies murder case. And today's arrests come 5 years after Gardaí initiated a cold case review into the circumstances surrounding the discovery of the dead baby who became known as Baby John on White Strand Beach in Carrigaveen with a number of injuries in 1984. Mick O'Toole's the crime correspondent with the Irish Star. Mick, it's a case that certainly everybody of a certain age would remember. What more can you tell us of tonight's developments?
Gardaí Superintendent Flor McCarthy, who is the senior officer in charge of the case in the Kerry Division, he has said this is a significant development, and it obviously is, because the arrest phase in any Gardaí investigation really is the culmination, because an arrest is there to put evidence to and put allegations to someone before any decision is made on charge. So it's not something that's taken lightly. You can't re-arrest someone unless there's fresh evidence. So the Gardaí effectively have to have all their ducks in a row, and then they get to the challenge phase. So as you say, Con, this is a five-year investigation. The case has never been closed, but it was reviewed by the what we call the Cold Case Unit or the Serious Crime Review Team in 2018, around the same time that Gardaí apologised to Joanne Hayes, who was the mother of the other Kerry baby, around the same time. So that's obviously a long-running scandal in its own right. But Gardaí have been carrying out this investigation.
What scale of an investigation, Mick?
Advances in DNA over the last year that have helped with the Gardaí investigation.
I beg your pardon. Sorry, I interrupted you there. You were saying the breakthrough was on foot of?
Well, there was DNA taken from the remains of the baby at the time in April 1984 when he was found on the beach, but you know it was a very, very small amount, and Gardaí had to exhume the remains in 2021 from Carrigaveen Cemetery, Holy Cross Cemetery in Carrigaveen. And my understanding is that they were able to raise a DNA sample from the remains with the help of experts from Forensics Ireland, and that is one of the key planks of the investigation.
Can you give us just an idea of the extent of the investigation that this cold case team went into in terms of lines of inquiries and numbers of people involved in it?
It's a small team backed up by Gardaí from the Serious Crime Review Team in Dublin, but it is largely a Kerry Division investigation. It's not the biggest inquiry, but there have been well over 500 lines of inquiry. Dozens of people have been spoken to, and Gardaí at the time mounted door-to-door inquiries around Valentia Island, and they also took DNA samples from a small number of mostly women, but some men in the area in recent years. So that again will be part of the investigation. But it's been on the back burner, and this is obviously a very major development tonight.
Yeah, Flora McCarthy at the time when making the announcement in 2018 that they were carrying out this review appealed in particular to the help of the public. And from what you're saying there, people would have come forward voluntarily, is it?
Yes, Gardaí can't force people to give DNA samples without them being arrested. There is legislation to allow, but they did ask for a small number of people in the area to give voluntary DNA samples, and that did happen. And it was mostly women, but as I say, there were some men as well.
Right. You'd be no stranger to press releases from An Garda Síochána. Mick, there was quite a lengthy press release that was put out this evening, by contrast to perhaps the usual brief press releases. The Gardaí obviously keen to provide as much information as they can at this stage.
Yes, and that was you're right. It was an interesting press release, and they did provide plenty of background or reference material. But they also did appeal for people to come forward, and I think they do believe that there are people in the Kerry area who do have information about this. And really, the message from that press release that I took is they believe people know, and they want other people to come forward.
All right, okay, Mick O'Toole, the crime correspondent with the Irish Star. Thanks for joining us this evening. We're back in a moment.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.